back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast with your favorite hosts,
Larly and
Manny MUA. You guys, we have something to tell you.
We have some news.
We do have some news today, and it is something that
we've come together, and I think we finally made a decision that it's time
to.
It'll be good for us to just in Full Coverage. Yeah. Mason, what?
I said, this is your kind of episode I was expecting.
No, I was kidding with that one. But we do have some news.
We have a surprise, really. A little surprise that we would like to show
you. Some of you guys have been speculating on the surprise.
They have. You know, last month, I feel like we got a lot of comments that were like, we know exactly what you guys are doing.
We did not pass it by us,
not one time.
We didn't. Sneaky.
We were a little sneaky, and we have decided to
with our makeup brands.
It's finally happened, you guys. We decided to come out with the collection Lunar Beauty x Lauralee Los Angeles.
And there's so much to this collection because we went in.
You guys, can we just have a moment?
Mom and dad spent that coin. Yeah. Mom and dad spent that coin.
A moment to appreciate
the full fantasy
combination of us. I genuinely like the fact that, you know, Lunar Beauty, obviously out of this world aesthetic, vibes, more maximalist, Laura more minimalist with her aesthetic, about the sun, likes light kind of things. Baby, the sun instead of a moon, clouds, neutral, aesthetic.
The only person on earth could get Manny to do a sun, to get Manny in the sun.
I'm not kidding you, that's actually true because I will do things in the sun for Laura. Mm-hmm. She makes it, like she would make me do it. But you guys, we have the full fantasy collab.
We are so excited because it's actually available right now on lunarbeauty.com and lauraleelosangeles.com. Mm-hmm. And what's great is it doesn't matter where you buy the product. You can buy it off either website. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the same packaging.
Yep.
You're going to get the same card. You're going to get the same outstanding customer service.
Same vibes.
And we're both going to get paid.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Wherever you guys want to.
Wherever you want to buy it, just buy it. Mom and dad worked hard on this
one, guys, okay? Like, we have put in a lot of love and a lot of labor into this one because we've been working on this for like almost a year and a half. Because we wanted a collection that wasn't just like an eyeshadow palette, just one thing. We wanted to have multiple things. So not only do we have these two pieces, which we are going to open and share with you guys, we also have...
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
This makeup bag is filled with your favorite makeup brushes. Plus, me and Manny created our own bullet lipsticks each.
So we each have a lipstick.
There's two lipsticks. Mm-hmm. There's six brushes. There's a full-size makeup bag, an eyeshadow palette, and a full blush highlighter palette. That is a collection, honey.
And so if you're a listener, by the way, watch the YouTube video for this.
Yeah, it's
please
time.
Watch this is the time to go watch the video because we want you to see actually what's going on.
Absolutely.
But we did, two lipsticks, six brushes, a brush bag, and two palettes.
And once you guys see the bullet of this lipstick, you can go back to all 80,000 TikToks I filmed. This is the lipstick I'm wearing.
Which is like... nice to actually be able to say that you're wearing it all the time.
Right, people ask me all the time, and like one, I'll either ignore their comment or I'll be like, coming soon. Yeah, exactly. Which is the answer. The no one wants to hear that. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. And so now I can finally be like, oh, you guys are going to die too at the names.
Oh, it's so camp. It's so us, like the whole collection. The fact that it's literally like you guys, the full fantasy. This is something we say, like we just say full fantasy all the time. But full like this.
This is the full
fantasy collection.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
So first, let's start with the eyeshadow palette.
You guys, this is the color palette. We have Lumen Beauty Heart, Laura Lee Los Angeles, which is so freaking cute. I die.
My favorite part.
So then we open it up. And we have this gorgeous, just 18-well palette.
Manny created all these colors together, and we came together. I'm such a neutral girly, and Manny likes a pop.
I do like a pop.
Manny likes a little pop, so we came together. You get a ton of neutral colors in this palette. You get the smoky colors towards the bottom, a lot of neutrals, and then you'll just see a light pop in here. Not too crazy.
No, even like our most crazy is like a blue-brown pigment shift.
Yep.
That's it. But everything else is more on the neutral side, and you know me, like with Nude Prism launching, I'm really getting into my more nude girl era too. Like, I have the bolds, but I wanted nudes too. I can't just do one thing all the time.
Right.
I have to do multiple things. So the fact that
I do neutral all the time only.
And that's what it's going to be.
Give me the neutrals.
But we did this like really nice combination where we have a lot of like neutral tones with some maroons and some gold. So
it's stunning.
If you're into that vibe, I think this is going to be that girl.
How many colors do we got? We have
18.
That's a big palette. 18
color palette. 18 color palette.
If you had to pick one color, what would be your favorite?
Ooh, I honestly, when I'm looking at it immediately, like the shade Full Fam is really sticking out to me, which is that this one right here.
Okay, that one's such a, that's such a like star of the show. That's a star of the show. For me, this is so lame, but Besties is like definitely, because you guys know I love a matte shade all over my lid. So I dip into Besties every single day. Every day of the week, I have Besties on my lid. Normally, I'm just wearing Besties. But if I want to get a little crazy, I like girlies, because y'all know I love a gold moment.
Yes.
Or in our photo shoot, I actually had on a mixture of Sunny and Fool's Gold, because I did like a bronze smoky eye. It was so sick. So I did these two, and Manny played a little more.
Into the maroons. I was in the Aries is my, like, one of the shades I really, really like. Lanny, Social.
Go through and read.
Let's read the names. Okay. So first name, we have Cloudy, which is like kind of just, wait, Vince, the fantasy.
Yep.
We have Your Fave, which is like your favorite podcast. So it's Your Fave. Duh. We have Besties. Duh. Full Fam. We had to name one after you guys.
So like,
we had to. And it's literally one of my favorite shades in the entire palette. So we're We have We're Back.
We're back.
So we have Sunny, which is like a really nice true gold. We have Girlies, which is a light pale gold.
You guys.
We have Not My Vibe.
It's Not the Vibe.
We have Fool's Gold, spelled F-O-O-L.
Clever.
Of course, Fool's Gold.
Very punny.
Aries. We have the shade Lanny.
So Lanny, if you didn't put it together, it's Laura and Manny put together.
Yes, it is our ship name. So the people always like give us ship names, Lanny, and they always like to give us Lanny, like to give us
I like Mora or Lanny.
Lanny
you get
or Mora
or Lanny.
And that's what our ship names are. So we have, next we have Social, just we're social media girlies. Next we have Peek and Pit.
Peek and Pit!
That's cute.
Iconic.
It's so good. Next we have What's Going On.
What's Going On?
We just say what's going on all the time. Next, you guys, we have Mora. So we do
that
not
would
only
be Manny and Laura put together instead of Laura and Manny.
Exactly. So we have both ship names in the palette because we just had to.
It felt right.
Next, we have Trivia.
Y'all also love a Trivia moment.
We all makes sense. Next, we have Virgo.
Me.
So we have our signs obviously in here, and then we have Break Time as the black.
Oh my gosh, it just doesn't get better than that.
You guys, this was like, we truly, like me and Laura literally just like sat down and we played with colors for hours.
This was at Manny's old house, by the way. We sat down at his old house.
And we went in.
Way before he moved. Mm-hmm. And that's whenever we started the creation of this palette.
Yeah, so it's been a long time in the making.
Time.
And it's like, finally we are here. But Laura, why don't you go and show us the face palette now. So we have basically the exact same packaging, but in a more mauve-y kind of pink tone. So we have, this is our like tan neutral fantasy collection color story. like that. I'm just putting it in the camera too. And then we have our more pinky mauve tones.
So this is our face palette.
Ooh.
First of all, I love the size of the mirrors in both these palettes. If you travel with them, you're going to get a full size mirror in the palette. Mm-hmm. We have two highlighter shades. One's a little more golden undertone. One's a little more rose goldy, rosy undertone, if you will. They are so creamy and delicious.
Stunning. I'm wearing champagne nude right now.
This is probably going to be the color of the season. Pink Blossom. So, by the way, this one is Gold Fantasy. This one is Nude Champagne. And so Pink Blossom is just that Barbie pink, cool tone pink, hot pink that everybody's reaching for.
Yep.
Then we have a little bit of a deeper color. It's called Rose Skyline. So this one is quite pink. These are quite pigmented, by the way, guys. So don't get crazy unless you want to.
Yeah, of course.
But this one has like a raspberry undertone, like berry almost, I would say. A little bit deeper. Peachy Keen. The matte perfect peach.
It's like the perfect peach.
And that's literally my color. I'm a peachy type of girl. And then we have Sandbar. And this is also can be used as a contour, but also can make a pretty blush on certain skin tones as well. And this is a pretty matte bronzy shade. So you got your whole face palette here as well.
It's
Gorge. I love the little details with the Lunar Beauty and Larly Los Angeles. It's so precious. I love the color story in this. And this is just such a useful palette to have.
It really is. Like we can fit so many amazing skin tones in something like this with the blushes. Because they're technically blushes and highlighters.
Absolutely.
But you can really mix and match. And we found like this creation that really worked for us.
I agree. Well. I also like the 3D-ness on the packaging. You can lightly feel the sun and the clouds. Mm-hmm. So cool. Okay, you want to talk about our lipsticks?
Yes, we have lipsticks. So we have lipsticks here. And the same, so obviously you guys throughout the entire collection, you're going to notice the like light clouds kind of daytime vibe. So obviously I'm like a spacey girly. Laura's a neutral girly. So what do? We combine that. We have like a daytime.
That's right.
It's like so cute. Like the fact that we were able to, we met in the middle. So it's this really pretty tan kind of same fantasy, but the bullet is so
cute. Oh, the bullet's so cute.
Oh.
It's an ombre bullet. Diva.
The ombre bullet is sending me into orbit.
Look how pretty that is. So it goes from this creamy light nude into this peachy warm mauve at the top. It's like a warm tone nude. It's so gold pretty. Detail. And then, yep, we have gold detailing. And then it says Lunar Beauty Heart, Larly Los Angeles.
And then you want to see the top of it?
Boom. Oh, let's do it. Eh. You just press the button at the top and it pops and out your lipstick.
How you guys?
Oh my God, such a pretty color.
Look at these. Mwah. Mwah. So we have, so this is the shade Mora. This one is, I believe, what Laura created.
Yeah, that's
fine. This one is what you created. I'm like, thank you.
As soon as you opened it, I was that was mine.
So my, Lanny, the shade Lanny is more of a dirty nude. That's kind of where I was going for. I was going for a dirty nude that gave you that very like, beigey undertone. It's like a dirty nude beige. So that's what you're going to see when you get mine. The formulation of this, by the way, is a full coverage cream.
It is a cream. Is it's not dry down matte. It has like matte. A slight semi sheen to it. Like semi. So you're going to get a little moisture in the lips while wearing these. And it's going to have like a, not high shine, but just like a slight
a cream sheen.
A cream
nice
sheen.
Nice cream sheen. So it. It's, but it's very, again, full coverage. You can tap it on like how Laura does.
Yep.
Or a real
very
swipe.
Full coverage. So this is mine. You can literally see it. It's a peachy pinky nude. Peachy pinky nude. I wear it every day. It's perfect for my skin tone. And I normally pair both of these with a brown liner since they are more so. Cocoa is what I'm wearing today.
Yes.
And cocoa goes really good with these.
Or milk tea. Milk tea and cocoa would be the perfect like combo.
Cocoa with this, milk tea with that probably.
Oh yeah, 100%. So yeah, we're having more peachy pink vibe and I have more of a dirty nude vibe over here.
Yep. So you'll get your arrangement in nudes. They're very different, but very, very pretty. But
you know, let me swatch yours on my finger too.
And let me get yours.
So you can see what they look like on my skin tone as well. So you guys can tell.
I love that idea.
Because you can see Laura's pulls more pinky peach and mine pulls more cool tone. Kind
of. So we basically did a warm and a cool tone.
Yeah.
Nude there.
A warm and a cool.
A warm and a cool.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
I love it.
I like how comfortable these wear.
Yep.
Dude, I get dry lips and I like the comfortableness of these. Okay, we have more. There's more. So what's cool is that we have this nylon makeup bag, which you can totally throw in your washer and the inside is lined so
Laura
you can wipe it out.
Laura has sickening bags like in her line. Like they are such good brush bags. So we definitely took inspo from Laura's brush bags. Like they're so dope that we're like, we have to do a nice thing, like a big one that can hold everything. And we wanted a large one.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It can hold the entire collection, mm-hmm. including so much makeup more mm-hmm. that you can put in here. And we put our emblems on the corner of it. So I thought that's just so cute. Okay, let's talk about our brushes we came out with.
Boom! Six brushes, you guys. We got six brushes here. We have three face brushes and mm-hmm. three eye brushes. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do, actually, you know, technically it would be seven because one's a dual-sided.
And also one can go for eye or face. So mm-hmm. they're versatile brushes.
Versatile brushes. So we decided to create a more of a versatile brush collection that goes well with our collection. So we're going to have eye brushes. We have a nice like smudger. Incredible.
This one's great for smudging out the lower lash line, or mm-hmm. if you're like me and sometimes you like a eyeshadowed eyeliner, you can smudge this.
Oh, yeah.
I like to use brushes like this to get the eyeliner smudged out mm-hmm. for a smoky look. I love brushes like this. Soft.
I love. This one we have is a nice, really like pretty tapered blender. So we have a nice tapered blender, you guys. So the color story, of course, of these is like a really soft nude rose kind of tone with a rose gold top. So again, fits the entire fantasy of the Full Fantasy collection. Very on brand for us both. Obsessed.
This one's such a good medium-sized blender that's mm-hmm. like a staple in any kit as well. And you can blend out all your mattes with this one.
This one's one of my favorite brushes ever.
This
one, so we have a nice like flat paddle brush. Like it's really good for like concealing, carving kind of vibes. And then we have on the other side of it, a nice little small smudger.
Mm-hmm.
A pencil brush. It's sickening.
I love this one, synthetic flat brush. So mm-hmm. any of those shimmers that you want to pack on and get that pigment going, be sure and grab this one. And then for the inner corner or any detail, anything. That pencil brush right there. And I love that that one is our only dual end, but this one's a great dual end
it's
brush.
It's so good.
Such a handy one.
And so next, you guys, we have this like, this one I feel like is our, one of our most like multitasking ones mm-hmm. is the number four one. This one is like this, like a small tulip brush. You can use it to highlight.
Yep.
Or you can use it in the crease to literally just give you one big wash of color.
Because it is such a soft, fluffy mm-hmm. blender. This one does have nice density to yeah. it. And I'm not going to lie, like I will blend a concealer out with this
brush.
I was going
to say, you can use it for concealer too to blend it out. Because
it's so dense. So mm-hmm. like it will really move that cream product nicely without eating it all up and getting sloppy. So this 100%. Is number four. This is like probably one of the best brushes in our collection, in my opinion, mm-hmm. just because I grab it and use it for literally so much. Like mm-hmm. incredible brush. I wish people made more brushes like this.
I know.
So we had to make it ourselves.
It was our turn to make it.
Just had to do it.
And then you guys, we have two more brushes. We have the number five brush and we have the number six brush. So the number five brush is our like medium sized tulip. So a tulip brush is fantastic for blush application. Mm-hmm. Really great for like, even if you want a bronze, if you want a contour, whatever you might want to do.
For contouring.
Yeah. See, like you can use it kind of whatever you want.
I love these because they're not too big and you can be a little bit more direct with where you want your product to go mm-hmm. with like a smaller blender like this.
Yes.
This too is a more dense
yeah.
brush. So you could use cream product with this if you want it to softly stipple or blend foundation. 100% mm-hmm. go for it with this brush. This is number five.
And then last but not least, you guys, we have number six, which is our more like fluffy, also another tulip brush, which I feel like we just really enjoy because like yeah. they work so well at cupping everything, cupping the cheek. We have a nice, really fluffy, just fluffy brush.
And this one's a little less dense, so I wouldn't mm-hmm. use cream product with this one because it will weigh it down. Blush, highlighter, mm-hmm. not so much contour, but bronzer.
Or like loose powder.
Any loose powder.
Like this is what, like you're going to, the more not compact the bristles are, the lighter the application is going to be. So this is meant for a nice veiling,
a very
light wash, if you will. So we wanted to have one of those.
It goes with the blush palette perfectly.
So you wanted everything that would apply to every single thing in our collection that would look absolutely incredible. So that's what we came out with. And this is our number six.
Chef's kiss. And this is the last piece of the collection. I love this brush, especially for either translucent powder mm-hmm. for touch-ups or blush for me.
Exactly.
This is my blush brush right here.
Oh.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. And it has like this taperedness to it that just cups the face.
Yeah. It's the perfect cupping brush.
Perfectly. Mm. Don't get me going.
Honestly, I really do feel like we did that.
We did.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I'm so proud of our collection and the way like I truly feel like mirrored the brands, like we married the brand so cool. Like,
yeah,
we made it something different, but still on brand for us.
It was quite the challenge too, kind of, because it was like
the amount of things that we went through, like for the actual, like, like the artworks.
Right. Oh, man.
Dude.
We went through so much and, you know, having to merge two brands and two ideas is actually double the work than one. And yeah. We're so lucky to have each other to be able to even do this with. I can't believe we haven't done it before this because we've been friends for 7 years.
Literally.
And we're just now getting around to it. But also per you guys' request, you guys have asked us to do so much and we're just starting to get our feet wet with it. But this 100%. Was a big one for us to come together and create this. And we've been like so excited about it.
Oh, and the thing is that it's not like easy to do a collaboration when it comes to like makeup and stuff like that. Like it's hard because of the way of like so many things that you have to put into it. Mm-hmm. Like again, like it's going to be on both of our sites. Like we're like doing all these different things where it's like, oh shit, like so much goes into it. Like Laura has her brand's aesthetic. I have my brand's aesthetic. So we go into that range. So when you combine forces to be like this incredible thing, it's like, it has to be like perfect to you guys.
It does.
Or it's like not going to fit. You're going to be like, oh, I don't really like this or that. But luckily we got to a spot that I'm like,
it's so much give and take whenever you do a collab like this, but I feel like it just turned out perfect. And it's nice to do a collab with someone that knows makeup too, though. And like you run your own brand. I run my own brand. So that makes it easier as well, because like we know the business behind it. We know what we're doing in makeup. We know how to create good makeup.
Yep.
So that part was easy.
Yes. Like that part was like, oh girl, we got it down. Like we have the formulations down. Everything, like all the formulas of everything that we did, I'm obsessed with.
It was more so like narrowing down what we were going to create because we wanted to create everything. We were like, and one of these, and one of these, but we narrowed it down to this. And I think it's just the perfect amount.
It's the perfect like capsule collection because at the end of the day, it is limited edition.
It is limited edition.
It's limited edition. Like we're not reordering. This is like a one and done. We ordered a great amount of units.
We did.
Survive, like to keep going for like a few months, but this is not a reorder situation. So once it's gone, it's fully gone. So if you do want it, definitely snag it because it's not being reordered. Like this is our like, maybe we come out with our collaboration. This is for other people, the full fam.
This for the full fam.
The full fam and our
and
people.
We're out. But we literally cannot thank you guys enough for all your support on this podcast, on our channels, on our friendship, everything we've done, because without you guys, it wouldn't be possible.
No, literally, I was like, you guys are the ones that kind of like planted these seeds in us years and years and years ago to even like the podcast planted seeds.
I feel like we didn't even want to open that can of worms because we knew the uphill work that was going to take. Like we knew that was going to be a doozy. That was going to be a very big time consuming a battle, if you will. And so I feel like we never really wanted to even go there. We're just like, Jesus Christ, like that's so much for us to collab. Plus we're like working on our social medias and starting a pod and like all
our
this
own individual
stuff.
Brands.
Our own individual brands. Jesus.
Our own individual launches.
We were like, we can't do it.
Yeah.
It was
hard. Like it's not like it wasn't tough. But it's crazy when you get everything to fruition and it all is like complete and you're like, holy shit, like all the work that we put into it like is so worth it. And I genuinely think people are going to love the color stories. They're going to love the collections. I think that everyone's going to love what they look like.
And something else, which this is just like behind the scene tea. Me and Manny have had our brands for a long time and we both have had like little opportunities to collab with influencers.
Yeah.
But we both were kind of like, it doesn't feel right.
Oh my God, you're so
right.
Do
you remember this?
Laura, you're so freaking
because there were little things that would come up where it was like, should I collab with this influencer with Lunar Beauty or with Laura Lee Los Angeles? Should I do a collection with her? But we both were kind of like, wouldn't it be kind of weird if we did that like a collab with some other influencer and it wasn't each other first?
Yeah,
like we were both like, it's just fucked up. Like
weird.
That would be fucked up for us. Like, hello,
you're so right.
Like how dare we?
It's happened to us each multiple times where it was like the idea of doing this collaboration was out there and like, you know, brands asking us or like influencers asking us or us asking influencers, and then we were like, I feel like doing
like it just
thing?
Feels wrong
yeah, feels
to
wrong.
Not do it with one another first.
Exactly.
And then go from there because hello, the friendship of all friendships.
Literally, it just felt like the most correct.
Yeah.
Felt the most correct. And I feel like it really was the most gorgeous marrying from our brands. And like, I know we're both so proud of it that like, I'm just elated.
Also, I will say this. like my team had emerged with Manny's team and they did it so beautifully. Mm-hmm. Like our teams, you know, like they don't know each other like right. that because like our brands are separated, but mm-hmm. like they had to come together and work with each other every single day of the week.
Literally.
Every single day and of the week.
Last week.
Oh, and yep, at our photo shoot last yeah. week, our teams were all there and they met each other and it was really, really cool moment.
It was really cool. I mean, and I was so excited. My mom, like, she always like tell me, she's like, I really hope like Tyler and Laura don't get annoyed by me like asking them questions, and you know, I hope the Katya doesn't fucking hate me.
I'm like, tell her the Katya.
I'm not kidding. No, literally, I'm like, I was like, I hope Katya doesn't fucking
no,
hate
never,
me.
No, never, never,
and I'm
never.
Like, mom, just like,
I couldn't hate your mom place. If I tried to. So there's that.
I'm like, mom, you're coming from a very genuine place. We always just want to make sure everything is going in the right direction. But
also, we love the
it's
tea.
Fine. We love the tea. We love the tea.
We love the tea.
You're fine.
This is You're a safe fine. Place. It's a safe okay? place. Because my team is an extension of me.
Yeah.
At least I would like to think so.
100%.
So it's all good. It was all such a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy we did it. I'm so happy how everything came out. And most importantly, I hope you guys enjoy it. We have a bundle deal, of course.
Of course.
We will have each and every item linked down in the description box. Again, if there's something you want to buy off Lunar Beauty site, then get the collection there. If there's something you want off my site, get the collection. Don't feel like you're supporting one more than the other.
Baby,
because
we're splitting the whole thing.
We're splitting the whole thing.
So it's all good.
It's safe.
We are good.
It's safe. So there's no competition.
Luckily, we're able to track like how many you saw on your site of yep. like, one thing. So yeah. like, we're able to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, at the end of the week or whatever, the end of the collaboration, we can like boom, 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 boom.
Yep. And it's really nice because neither of us have investors. So it doesn't get hairy.
No,
it makes it really simple.
It's simple. And honestly, like the fact that we were able to do this with no investors and all of it self-funded and doing all these things together, like that's a testament to us.
That is a testament to us and our hard work. And our hard work.
Yes.
Like in being able to pull off and upfront that much money for a collection yeah. like this. Like that's a testament to us.
With like the amount of work that we do already. In this climate.
In
this June gloom.
Honey. We did it without the sun.
No, we did it without the sun. But I feel like that was like our peak and pit of the week. Not at all. It's just like our thing for the week.
Yep, that's it.
We don't even need to have peaks and pits for the week because I was this is what we need to talk about.
This is what it is. So since this is kind of like a very special announcement to us and we are best friends, we kind of wanted to pull out our card
yes!
game where we get to know each other better and just have an all around sentimental fun episode.
Mm-hmm. That's what today's episode is going to be about. We're going to do a couple of these cards, answer some cute ass questions. A couple cards you guys will leave.
It just happens to me.
It just came out.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm an animal.
I love it. A beast.
Just burped into the mic.
No, I love it. Well, of course, we'll leave both of our links down below for our website. So you guys check it out. We're really obsessed and we hope you guys are absolutely in love with the entire collection.
Also, we're going to be posting pictures from our photo shoot, which was very fun to do because I'm like, oh my God.
Laura, it's the easiest shoot I've ever had.
Easiest photo shoot we ever did.
It was literally like boom, 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 singles, individuals, together, done.
And we were like, let's go home. And then they were like, don't you guys want a photo like this and that? Me and Mary were like this. No, we don't.
We'll take some selfies.
We're going to go ahead and go. Yeah, we're like, we're going to film a TikTok or two and we're going to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get out of here.
So it was really good. So yeah, let's go and get into this game. I need to wipe my fucking hand.
Okay, yes.
Let's watch this first, actually.
We'll be right back. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. First question playing this game. By the way, you guys, the game is called We're Not Really Strangers. So that's what the game is called. My first question I have here that's listed is, what is a compliment that you wish you received more frequently?
So what do I like about myself?
No, essentially, it's like, what do you like about yourself and wish people would, let's say, wish people knew that about you more?
I would say, people told me more. You're so skinny. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
No. I wish people told me more. You're funny, but maybe I'm not funny. Laura, and I would like to think I am.
I actually feel like people tell you you're funny all the time.
They might.
I think that's actually one thing that you do hear a lot. You hear, you're so much prettier person. And you hear,
that's a big one for me.
And you hear, you're so funny.
Sometimes
I feel like those
when
are things.
People, because Manny's with me a lot, and sometimes when people go, you're so much prettier in person, I'll just look at him.
And because I know all the tea
I'm
about
like,
that.
Am I?
Really?
It comes from a place of just saying, I think people are just trying to say, like, you're pretty online too, but like, you're pretty in person.
I think that's what they're just trying to say. But when they say, like, damn, you're so much prettier in person than online, you're
and
like,
that's how it comes out almost every time.
It comes out like that. Like, that's like, how they say it. And you're like, oh, damn. Am I fucking
like,
hit?
God damn, I got to find
a new, online?
I got to find a new filter to be
used. No, stop. No, but I feel like, do I think about you too? Like, I know it's not even my question, but I think that something that I wish people would comment you more about is your work ethic.
Oh, that's a good one.
You are such a hard worker and like, because you make it look almost easy that people don't realize you're such a hard worker.
Even other influencers will text me and ask me how I'm doing, what I'm doing, and how I'm doing so much I'm doing.
Yes.
I've had influencers sit me down and ask what my schedule is and try to pick my brain about it because they know. They see the amount of content and they know what it takes to make it. So they're like, like, what are you doing?
Well, it starts
at 6 a.m., lady.
Wrap it up. Let's go.
But I just have standards for myself that through life I've learned to not have those standards for other people.
Totally.
That's why I say they're standards for myself. And yeah, I've just been through things in life and they've pushed me and I just continue pushing on, brother.
And you keep working.
You just keep on keeping on.
You better work, bitch. Yes, it's very that.
So.
That's one thing.
Oh my God, this one's cute and it kind of plays off what you just asked me. What's the best compliment a stranger has ever given you?
For me, I think that when it's a complete stranger, whenever people tell me something about like my energy, I get that a lot. Actually, that's like the stranger energy. Like I get that a lot from strangers where it's like, you just like have something about you that I just like I want to talk to you. Or like,
you
I
know
wanna,
what?
Like,
we talked about that. This in a recent episode, mm-hmm. how people connect with you sometimes almost too much on their
very
end.
Very quick.
Very quickly. Yes. Like they feel like they've created a new best friend in yes. the world and you guys have had one conversation. Yes. You know what I mean? Like you've dealt with that a lot.
All the time. And I think that I will say like, it's like, that can be a moment where I'm like, oh my God, I'm kind of shook by that. But I think that it's something like, I think that is a testament to just like, I don't know, like who I am as a person.
100%.
Like if people want to, like that's there's something thing. About, yeah, it's a good thing. I'm like, if people actually want to be around me,
yeah,
that's like, I'm proud of that. And that yeah. feels like a, that feels like a gift somewhat, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that has to do with my energy and they're like, there's just something about you that I just want to like be around.
I love that.
So I think that's really sweet when strangers say that.
That's a good one.
Next, what is something you would want to change about yourself?
Well, I wish I had more of a social battery.
Oof.
Because the thing is, I used to.
Yes.
And now I'm just tired of everyone. And I'm like, go on, get. Which there is something beautiful in finding a place where you love being alone because people also have trouble with that. And they battle to with the alone time. Like it bothers them. And they always want to be social. And I went through that. And I'm so past FOMO and all that. I'm like, please go.
Have fun.
Please don't invite me. Please don't. And that sounds so ungrateful. Go. I love to be invited, hate to go. So I just.
That is the most. Why is that the most perfect? Like, that's a tweet. Love to be invited, hate to go.
That's accurate. Me, honey. That is me to a T.
I mean, the social batteries, that's a good one.
And the thing is, every time I go, I have a good time once I'm there.
Of course, it's the getting there.
But I wish like I had more of a like, yay, we got invited to this. I can't wait. And I'm always like, oh, Lord help me.
You guys, we get invited to like premieres and screenings and like these cool ass things, but we just like don't go to a lot of the stuff because we're just like, you know what? I'm actually really tired this week. Or like, I'm really like, I'm going through the gigs this week or something's going on where it's like, yeah, well, I totally get it. And like with Laura, I'm very understanding too. Like,
yeah,
I get in the same boat all the time. Like I have moments where I'm like, girl, I don't want to do literally anything. And there's moments where I want to do something every day. So it just kind of depends on like
the mood
and the vibe. So I'm like, I feel you. I hear you. I'm with you.
I wish. Yeah. I just want to like look forward to more fun rather than dreading it. But I think that has a lot to do with like stuff on my plate and me.
I was going to say I feel like when that lowers, this rises.
Yep.
So it's like when the stress of the plate goes down,
yep.
the excitement goes up in other aspects.
Right. 100%. So I think that's something I need to work on.
Like a little less of the bull.
Okay. This one's random, but why do you think we met?
Why do you think we met?
I'll think of an answer for this too.
I think we met because we were both at spots in our life that were like kind of transitioning phases for us.
Big time.
When it came to relationships around us.
Big time.
And I think that, and you believe in God. I believe in God as well.
True.
I do believe that like people come into your life for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do, especially like people that you feel like this kinship with or like you feel like this almost familial connection. That I'm like, oh, like it was, I don't think it was ever an accident that we just met.
No
like,
way.
I genuinely don't think that. Cause I'm like, that's not like how it works in my mind. Like I genuinely believe that like God was like, this is a good one for you. She's going to be amazing. She's going to accept you for who you are. Like again, like these like kind of things that I felt like I needed, you gave me,
yeah,
you know, in a way.
Likewise.
So it was like, I felt like, I was like, oh my God, this girl is so fucking dope.
She's fucked up, man.
She's fucked up. Just like me, you know, and it like I feel like we are crazy matched well.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I feel like too we like have a similar sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
We have a similar sense of things we like.
We don't take things too seriously.
We don't take things. And I was saying
we're
this.
Jokesters.
I was like, I respect people that take themselves too seriously because there's a lot of really successful girly pops that take themselves, in my opinion, way too seriously. I cannot be best friends with someone who takes themselves way too seriously. 100%. I'm gonna need to laugh at myself and I'm gonna need to laugh at you at times and shit is just funny.
Absolutely.
And it's just not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're that person, which helped me right off the bat niche with you. But I will tell you, it's so funny on a live sesh I was just doing, they asked me how I met you. And I was like, well, I met him at the Bellamy event. But I will say I think I came up to you, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh. Think so.
We were
too.
Like standing in the same area. I was like, I follow you, Manny, I'm Laura, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And you were so nice. And even at that point, you have to remember, like I was a very small creator. So I definitely got the cold shoulder of a lot of people. available, but so much so too, it wasn't even that big of a deal. You know, it's like, totally. Whatever, she's yeah. a bitch. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and the sky's blue.
Yeah.
So I had met you and I remember you were super nice. So like I had seen you at a couple more events, I think like a Morphe event or something. And mm-hmm. I would always say hello to you because yes. you do give off good energy and you do feel like a safe place.
Oh, that makes me really
You know
happy
what I here. Mean? Yeah. But I didn't really have expectations of being your best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was like, oh my God, I love him. Mm-hmm. Such a sweetheart. Like very that. And then you had asked me to come to a premiere with you. And I was so down because you had a really good vibe. Mm-hmm. And like, I needed that at that time. Same. Like I needed a friend. I was already friends with girls that did nothing but try to compete with me mm-hmm. when they were on the same level as me. So the friendship didn't feel genuine. I was friends with like mega shit talkers, which mm-hmm. I feel like I was falling into that.
Totally.
And like, it was a transition period. You know, 100%. I was coming from Alabama. We were both coming up in this new
from
world.
San Diego for me, going
leaving
up.
College, mm-hmm. finishing college and doing this thing. And like, we needed to find our tribe and our people.
Mm-hmm.
And we found each other.
And I think it was meant to happen.
Yeah.
I do. 100%. I really do. I think that God was like, you guys are going to really vibe and you guys are going to go through the gigs together, mm-hmm. but it will make you stronger.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. We too, like, even when we got canceled, like, our friendship, we definitely like had to spend some time alone, meaning for sure. Manny not with anybody, me not with anybody, but like our families mm-hmm. And reflect. But I will say I never felt like our friendship wavered. Like same. I didn't. Like
I still would FaceTime you and cry.
Absolutely.
Baby, we still were like, absolutely. Honey, I'm also going to the gigs today.
I will say it sucked so bad though, because whenever we came back from being canceled, I remember we both really... because people had such a bad taste in our mouth, we couldn't show our friendship for like a year and a half.
100%.
Like we kept our friendship under wraps. Anytime we hung out, we just didn't post it. And it's not that we were trying to hide each other. We were trying to rebuild, you know?
Absolutely.
And it just, it was such a sad time because like behind the scenes, we were still such amazing friends.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, I feel like it actually, that time did actually teach us a lot to like kind of not necessarily have to show every single thing online with every friendship that we have.
Yeah.
And I think that was actually a big lesson in general that like a lot of times people show their friendships online just to show that they're with them. Doesn't mean they're actually friends.
Yeah.
And I think there's a real testament to being, if you want to hang out with someone and not post about it, mm-hmm. wow.
That's
like,
real.
I real fuck
That's
with you.
That's real.
Like, you know, so I think that really did, that did something to us at the time.
It taught us. We learned so much. We learned so much. So much smarter mm-hmm. and yeah, better. We're better.
Sorry that we're
better.
Okay, next. We have a wild card. Admit something.
Ooh.
Something that you haven't admitted.
Let me think about
admit
that.
Admit something.
Let me
that's
think
like
of
a
something
big one.
That's worth admitting.
Yeah. Like, it's like admit something. I can give an admit something as well.
Sometimes being your friend, I feel like being a gay guy is kind of like a unicorn in our industry where it's like, and sometimes I feel like just a girl and it has nothing to do with you because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you're just you.
Right.
But sometimes I'm just there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm not you're just not. There 100%. And I know that. Mm-hmm. But the way people act, they're like, 100%. Oh my God, it's a man in makeup. You know what I mean? Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That is really the icing on the cake.
That's what it really, like, it's not even in this
but
setting
But the thing
as much.
Is like, I know you and I love you so much. So I'm happy for you and I wouldn't want it any other way. Mm-hmm. And I can't really compete where I don't even compare.
Right.
Because I'll never be a man in makeup. Right. It's like a unicorn to girls.
It is. It's like a unicorn.
It is. Like they mm-hmm. are in awe. And I'm like, let me move over and let Manny have his moment but I get it for what it is. I 100% too. And like, I know your heart. Like, I know you're not like the type of person that's like me. You're just there.
You're
just there.
Whenever like, also you guys, whenever like Laura's with me, I'm like, this is my best friend, Laura Lee. Like, I am very that girl.
I'm like, wait, you don't have to.
No, I do. I never want you to ever feel.
No, it has nothing like to do with too. You. It's completely out of your control. Yeah. And it doesn't happen often just because we've been around for so long.
Totally. And they know it's us.
Maybe it's more of a feeling I had felt. I feel like, I don't know. I've just been around with you for so long. I don't feel it as much anymore.
Totally.
Or maybe I'm used to it and maybe it's just like, it's whatever.
Fuck it.
I'm like, hey, everybody, it's Manny Rimuel.
Get him. You see cats.
Maybe so.
No, and like, You know what's funny? Like, I think that, like, I think every, when you have a close friendship or relationship with anyone, I think it's so natural to kind of, like, do little comparisons, yeah, like, slightly. Because even when, I remember when we first became, like, super close friends, Laura had, like, all these amazing opportunities, and I had
No, literally nothing. And, like, even it was so hard for him to get a brand deal with, like, a mega big brand.
Totally.
Because they were like, how dare we touch a boy in beauty? Yes. And so, you know, Manny definitely.
But it inspired me, though.
Exactly. And you went through it in your own way.
Exactly.
So there's nothing I can do other than support my friend. And that's what you do for me. And again, I don't, like, feel that way. Like, I'm not like, ugh, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, this, I feel like maybe it's something of the past, but I will admit that I have gone through, not even the gigs, but just kind of been like, well, I'm just a girl in makeup, so.
I know.
It's like, never a special. No, it is. It's not even something to be sad about.
Do anything about it. I just, like, I don't want you to ever feel that. I'm happy for you, too.
Yeah. Like, I'm happy for you. You deserve that. You know, because think about it. You're a unicorn for a reason because of how preposterous it would be for a boy to wear makeup like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you deserve that. So that's why I'm, like, at the same time, so proud and so happy. Yeah. And honestly, it does normally follow up. Get a picture with you and Laura. Honestly,
I'm very clockable, you guys, I will say.
Oh, bitch, I could kill him for this, though.
And I try not to even be full glam in situations sometimes because with my stature and with a lash on, I'm a beacon.
It's a beacon of light.
It's giving beacon of light.
It is Laura, a spotlight. Luckily,
like, the one thing that's cool, like, you can go incog. Boom, 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 boom.
100%.
Get through. But the second they see me, where's Laura? I can put a cap on
and you will know. I could be any, this bitch right here. Where's Laura? This, even some of your other friends that's not me, I'm like, Manny's full glam tonight. They're like, nope, I'm not doing it. They're like, I'm not going with him. Nope.
And again, not something I can really control, not something I can really do as much, because I appreciate when people come up to me and say hello, and, like, I appreciate all that stuff, just like Laura does too. But sometimes when it's, like, a chill night,
yeah,
you kind of like,
it depends on the vibe.
It depends on the vibes. So, like, I totally get that. But I will say, if I'm fully, I don't really go painted out to, like, WeHo or, like, do anything like that anymore. Like, I don't do any of that. I keep it cute.
No, never. Mm-mm. I do remember one time we were out in WeHo, and I'm with all of y'all, all the gays, and it's just me. There's, like, six gays and me. And this gay dancer walks up into our group, into all the gays, and all of y'all are looking at me. He's like, Laura Lee, can I have a picture with you? And I was like, that's right, bitches. That's right. All of you heard it here. Not y'all. They just want a picture of me. I was so dead, though. It was so funny.
I remember that. I was like,
what the fuck? That's a sin. He was fine. He was fine.
And I said,
he was fine.
Is this a straight dancer?
Oh, no.
No, huh?
Mm-mm.
That was a queen.
I was like, you don't want a picture with all the fucking queens here and yourself. They're like, no, me. And I was like, can you girls move out of the way a little bit?
Move away from mama.
get out of mama's picture.
Mama's here.
That was so funny. It was mother knows best.
Mother knows best.
I know Daniel wanted to whip me up.
He wanted a game by the pony.
And just boom. Eat me. I know it. I need to humble y'all.
Yeah.
I need to.
The humbling came.
Being humbled is humbling.
Aaron's philosophy is humbling.
You got something to admit?
Oh, should I admit?
I feel like you just should.
What can I admit?
I know. I had to think about it. I was like, what's something real that I could admit that's not, like, stupid?
Well, I feel like technically I admitted, like, that in the past I had thought I felt similar.
Oh, that is true.
In a different capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously something you couldn't control at all. It was more so like I had a hard time because I would constantly compare myself to other girls when it wasn't really something I should have been doing since I was literally a boy.
Yeah.
But it was hard when you're trying to do something and trying to be in a space when it feels like not everyone's against you, but it felt like companies were definitely
against it.
Absolutely. They're just like, oh, it's a fad. It's never going to happen. You're never going
to
work with us.
But it kills me too, not to be a dick, but it's like, oh, companies are against it until their audiences aren't. And then they're like, oh, just kidding. Yeah, gay people. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's go ahead.
We've always loved y'all.
Let's throw some in a campaign. And I'm like this.
Performative.
Side eye.
It's giving performative.
I'm like, girl, you jump when you're told to jump.
Yeah.
You have no backbone as a company. So.
But like, and that's like, that was always like, that was like a little thing that I was always like, damn, I hope that one day that brands would take me more serious.
And look at it today.
And look at it now.
Isn't that amazing?
And they do. And they do. And like, you know, like the world is changing so much and it changes every single year. And it does. There's more diversity in every aspect of diversity. Yeah. It's really love cool. That. You know, because it wasn't like that for a long time.
True.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Well, my next one is, I like that. As a child, what do you think I want it to be?
As a child, what do you think?
You didn't know me
I
as a child.
I think that you wanted to be.
Yeah, just do a guess. Just do a guess.
You worked at the Durham, so maybe you wanted to be in that field. Mm-mm. You wanted to be a princess.
Honestly, yes.
I feel like every little girl wants to be a princess or a cheerleader.
I didn't. Nope. Didn't. I did try out for cheer. Me and one other girl didn't make the team.
Well, what was your, like, as a child, what was your goal job?
I just wanted to, I don't want to say I wanted to be famous, but I wanted to do something performative.
Got it. I didn't actually even know that about you. This game just taught me something.
And I have this little thing because whenever I was like, gosh, maybe sixth or seventh grade around that time, my teacher did this thing where you had to write on a strip of paper something about each classmate. Ooh. And you drop them in the bags. Mm-hmm. And I glued all mine to a board, like all together. And every single, not every one of them, but a lot of them was like, she's going to do something one day.
Really?
I would say 9 out of 10 of them said, she's funny.
Accurate.
Did not pay attention in school at all. Just wanted to make, I literally a dumbass. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to have fun.
Make people laugh.
And I was always very outgoing and loud. Kind of like I am now though.
It's like you.
Not a very shy person.
No, right. Extroverted.
Very extroverted. Love to be since really goofy with my friends and all that.
I love that.
So
I wish I was like that.
I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I always wanted to do something like performative. I never wanted to like be in an office or just have.
No, 9 to 5.
I wanted a job that didn't exist. And that's what I got.
And you literally have a job that didn't exist. At the time.
Yep. What about you?
I wanted to be a plastic surgeon.
But as a little bitty child, let me think, you would probably want to do something
I know what I wanted to be.
Don't.
As a baby. As a child, child.
An astronaut. Lunar.
A mermaid.
Yep. Yep. That's it. That's it. He wanted to be a mermaid.
I wanted to be Ariel.
You're not that far off. You're not that far off. Do you know what I would do?
When I after watching Little Mermaid, which I watched every single day when I watched it, I would be in my room in on bed, like just going, I was doing the Ariel, like
until your daddy walked in.
He said, what the fuck is going on here? I said, I'm singing the Eric version. It was very that I wanted to be Little Mermaid.
I love that for you. And it sounds so right. It
sounds accurate, huh?
It is so accurate. I love that.
I want to be a mermaid. Ariel. That makes sense. Oh, it's my turn, huh?
Yeah.
If you have, when was a moment you realized that you were not invincible?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, did I ever think I was invincible?
But like, you know, like when I you're flying know. High. Let's say like, you're flying
okay,
high.
Okay.
It's like that. Like, what is there a moment where you're like, damn, like almost like humbling Ed, truly?
Jeez. You know what? When I lived in Alabama, like there were like no influencers out there, mm-hmm. truly, like maybe one or two. And then LA was like the mecca of influencers. And I thought my content was good. I thought I was already famous. And then I moved to LA and it was like a whirlwind of hurt. And it was good for me because I was learning lessons. Like no one will tell you no faster than Hollywood.
Absolutely.
I mean, I failed at things. I had doors closed in my face. I mean, just any type of failure you could reach. But the only reason I got those failures is because I was continuously trying things. And I was mm-hmm. continuously putting myself out there. And I was continuously trying to be this influencer and create this career that didn't really exist. So you're going to get a lot of no's. But I was brave mm-hmm. enough to do it. But it was such a humbling experience because I realized how small I was. I was such a small fish in this massive pond. But I never thought I wouldn't make it.
Exactly.
I just had to figure out the way to do it. But my God, it was such a humbling experience on all ends. And it's so easy for people to see the pictures from the outside. And I'm like, but people really have no idea all that I went through to get to where I'm at. You know?
Like the struggle bus that you're on.
My God. During. And like the no's and the shit talking and the influencers who didn't like me and the
drama,
the brands and the drama and the opportunities and it was horrible, but Humbelina stayed in town for a while. She stayed in town for a while until you get to the point where you're just like used to it because that's how I say it all the time when people are like, me, me, me. I'm like, that's Hollywood, baby.
It's like, I think a lot of people have like a false sense of what
because they Hollywood see it from the is. Outside in and they see all the success. I'm like,
Diva, you know, it's Hollywood's not a everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah, they want everyone wants a trophy.
That's not Hollywood. I'm sorry to tell you.
Hollywood will be the first to humble your ass.
It's a reality check. I think a lot of people don't realize that the reality is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like you might be able to think like kumbaya and everything is, you know, sweet and great and awesome, but like, no, not everyone's getting an award for participating. Nope. People win and
not
they
in
lose
these streets. Not in these
Hollywood.
Streets.
That's the reality.
I mean, you can do that all day.
For sure.
But you get out into these real streets, not everyone gets a trophy. Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, you can get your trophy and get it taken away too. So
it's just a hard reality. Like LA Hollywood is just a very intense, chill you up, sit you out kind of oof. City. If you, it's almost like getting thrown into open water. If you're not treading and trying to float, you will drown.
You will drown out here.
So it's essentially what
and
kind of
LA is.
You will
be packing your bags out here and it's expensive water out mm-hmm. here.
And a lot of people move out of LA once they've moved in because they're like, you know what? It's not my vibe, not my team.
And that is going. A-okay.
Totally.
That's okay. But the truth is the truth. It is, it's a tough city. It's a tough industry to be in. I would say, I don't know if I can say more because I do think it's easier now just because it's such an accepted industry and totally. All the brands are on board. Like mm-hmm. no one was paying anyone shit and there yes. was like five brands sponsoring people back then.
Literally.
So many people fighting for the top. You know, it was just like madness and now it's kind of like flushed out some of that. Mm-hmm.
But now there's more competition for it.
There's so much more because so now like everybody like wants to be mm-hmm. an influencer.
Now
so.
It's a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword.
More accepted, but harder to get.
Yep. It's hard either way, whichever way you look at mm-hmm. it. It's going to be tough. So, yeah, it was very humbling for me. What about you? You got any humbling-a?
I feel like 2018 was my humbling-a, to be quite honest. Like, that was, like, a real big reality check for me was when I was, like, oh, so I'm not the most sickening diva of the world. Yeah. Like, it was very that, like, where it's like, again, like, you're flying high. You don't, like, you don't think that something's going to bring you crashing down because you're soaring.
Yeah.
And you don't give a fuck what anyone's telling you about things because you're like, well, I'm successful. So clearly something's going right.
It's crazy though, because before I got canceled, like, friendships had already split ways.
Oh, for sure.
Same. And I was already so down off of that because mm-hmm. I got wrecked and all that. And for like, sure. So I was already mm-hmm. low. Like mm-hmm. I was low and I was just holding onto the seat of my ass. Like I was down.
100%.
So like, sure, that was humbling, but I was already humbled. Like, maybe I was already going humbled. Through the gigs. Mm-hmm. And then that was just cherry on top of the gigs that was already going for me.
100. Well, so there's a lot of gigs that were going on behind the scenes, mm-hmm. you know, for everyone involved. So it was like,
100%.
Yeah, there was just 100%. So much going on. So it just felt like, that's why I say, like, overall 2018, and not just like
the year,
that
just the year.
Month.
Is it crazy like that year. That, how long ago was that?
Like, 5 years.
Uh-huh. Going on 6 years. Mm-hmm. We're going on six. August, 2 months will be 6 years ago, right?
I think in 2 months it'll be five officially. Years. But still.
Yeah, you're right.
That
you're
is
right.
Crazy. Not that it feels like eons ago, but it doesn't feel like it's been five whole years ago.
It feels distant for
feels
sure.
Distant
for sure.
Wild that it feels like it's five.
Yeah. Five, you know, 5 years went by really fast.
It went by fast. I think that's like when it's like you kind of think of it in that way where it's like, damn, time is fleeting and time is so precious.
It's crazy. I wish I could now go talk to myself then.
Maybe.
But it don't work like that.
It don't. And I wish it
and
did.
You just have to have enough faith like in yourself then to get to
you'll
where you're at
it.
Now.
Well, we literally had, I remember like when we were going through the gigs, we would tell each other like, you know what, in 2 years, we'll look back and it'll be different. In 5 years, we literally said this, like, yeah. In 5 years, we're not going to think, like, we're going to be
not even worry about
not
this.
Not worry about
like,
it anymore.
This is
and
nothing
at
in
the
5 years.
Time, we were like, yes, we will. Like, we were going
wrong.
Through it. We were wrong.
We did not. We were wrong. You get past it. You move
you
on.
You do. You move on. You move forward. You make changes in your life, like, things that you want to continue to do. And then you move forward from it.
It made everything better for me. And I hate to say that, like, because it's like something so tragic, but it totally. Did.
I mean, honestly, it's the same for me. Like, I can't even front because the thing is, like, we are so lucky that we still have careers to this
we
day.
Are.
Like, wow, we got to do what we want to do. We still got to earn what we earn. Like, we got to do all these things, but we've had like reality checks.
100%.
I think that makes a big difference is like creators that have reality checks and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like mm-hmm. we have had that. So we've been able to see like that it can go away.
Yeah.
That it is possible for it to be like scarier things. You can lose things.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, you appreciate and you feel like
we
it's
also
precious.
Build. For me, it was like seeing how precious it is, but also seeing like how sloppy I could be and like mm-hmm. how much better I should be at this and like 100%. The team and like everyone around me and like weeding out all the people that are just users because that's going to be your weakest team right mm-hmm. there. Anyone that's around just because of your numbers, not because they don't like you or the work that you do or appreciate your content, mm-hmm. they're going to be dust in the wind. Yeah. And like that's
deuces.
You got some weak legs on that table, baby. Mm-hmm. And I did. And so now it's like everything's so much more trustworthy and stronger mm-hmm. and real and better because I had to weed everyone the fuck out.
Yeah, well, especially going through the gig, going through something like that, you're like, oh baby, it's time to clip.
It's time to clip,
it's
honey.
Time to
because
clip
if
the
your
wings.
Legs were wavering with me for a second, you're out.
Tumble.
Get the fuck out mm-hmm. because I'm gonna keep going.
Exactly. It's the waver.
It's the waver. Mm-hmm.
And luckily, you know, luckily with Laura, she's a rememberer.
Oh, girl.
And she helps remind me of things all the time that
I
happened.
Do.
And it helps keep me like also like, oh yeah, you're right. And it
like,
keeps me
don't
fucking
forget
like,
when
boom,
this bitch did this.
This. Did this and this. And I was like, oh, you're so right.
Or I'll say something about someone like, oh, I feel like they would flip and do da da da. And Manny would be like, no. And I'll be like, well, do you remember this one time they left
and
that one
like,
comment back in 2000? And he's like, what
and
the
then I'm like
fuck?
This. I was like, Laura, I completely forgot about that. So
like, and that's
it
why
does
I think
help
that.
Me. You help me on that aspect a lot.
I'm cynical.
I think
am.
It's a cynical thing, though. I don't think that's that. I think that's more so like you being aware of things that have happened in the past and remembering them.
I'm like a cat.
Cynical is like you're expecting people to
like,
fuck
that's
you.
True. And I
that's
definitely
not
do not because if I expect
that.
You to fuck me, you're not even going to get close enough to
there.
Me to fuck me.
No, right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
More like,
Yeah.
That's not that.
Okay, one more.
One
we
more.
Can do it to each other. What T. was your first impression of me? I kind of said mine, but.
Oh, first impression. So my first impression of you, Laura, was Just honestly, like this, you had a stronger Southern accent at the time.
When I met you, it was strong. I had only been in LA or like in California for like a year, maybe.
And honestly, I had not met a ton of Southern people because I grew up in SoCal.
Right.
So I actually wasn't really used to like the Southern twang, the Southern charm.
He didn't understand a word I said to him. He said, okay.
No, I did understand what you were saying, but it was just such a different, like even the way you spoke to me, I was like, oh, like that's so different. Like I'm used to, like for me, like growing up in Chula Vista, I was used to like a Mexican accent all the time. Like I was used 100%. To that accent because, you know, growing up where I grew up with, or in my culture. So I was always used to like that thing. So when I hear literally like the almost polar opposite into the other spectrum of like a different part of the United States of a country accent, I was like,
shook you,
this is my little country girl right here, you know? And so you were so sweet and so kind, and I thought you were so cute. So I was like, oh, I really like her. I immediately liked you. I thought the same exact thing with like, your energy felt so coinciding with my energy at the time. That when you, the thing is too, like when you come up to someone in a sweet, caring way, yeah. I can't even imagine trying to give a bad experience to that.
Yeah.
And not receive that, is yeah. what I'm saying. Like I receive that kind of affection and that kind of love. And you
do.
You weren't like belligerently fucked up. No. You weren't a mess at all. You were just like, hey, I just want to say I appreciate your work. I think you're amazing. And then we just kikied immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first impression. Yep. I was like, I thought you were super cute.
Not too you much had a great now. Accent. Not too much.
What?
I just feel like I try not, you know.
You work. Not and that, too you much. Never do. And you never, you're always much. Like that girl that you're not like.
I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah, you're not fawning.
Yeah.
Over anyone, you know, you're just like, you know, I'll keep it real. I'm like, hey, I'm a huge fan of your work. You're gonna keep it moving, but yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm the same exact way.
Exact same way.
I'm like, we keep it cute, we keep it moving.
Even if you're the biggest fan in the world, not too much. Keep it cute. I'm gonna keep it real with you.
And I'm gonna go.
And I'm gonna keep it moving.
Yes. So it was kind of one of those moments, but it left such a positive impression on me that like when we had done the events prior and or after, and I had met you multiple times, I was like, I think that should be like so much fun to go to this event with me. And I'm the one that invited Laura to the premiere.
It sure did.
Because I had such a good impression from her.
Yeah.
So it's I was true. Like, I hope she'll come. And I was a little nervous that you would say no because we hadn't been like that close.
It is risky. It was risky.
That was risky.
It was risky. Because like, we had never hung out one-on-one. Nope. We were just kind of like acquaintances. Yes. Like we had known each other, like light friends.
Yes.
And
definitely more on the acquaintance side.
We were on the acquaintance
and
side.
And then once we...
Mighty bold of you.
It was very bold of me. Mm-hmm. I did pull the page. And so I asked her and you said, yeah, obviously. And then 100%. You came over to my house after.
Sure did.
And we kikied on my bed.
Honey, all night
The whole night
long.
We kikied and it was like...
We were cutting
deep.
Up.
We were cutting. No, it was deep. So we got like to a good spot, and I was like, I think I'm gonna have to fuck with her for real, for real.
Oh,
I think I'm gonna
trouble
really
in
fuck.
Paradise.
Yes, I was like, a new hottie has entered the villa. It was
trouble one and trouble two.
Thing one, thing two. It was deadly. So I knew immediately. I was like, okay, I got great vibes from your first impression because you were so chill.
Yeah,
and I love people that are sweet and chill and keep it moving.
Yeah,
I love that vibe. Very cool.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just thought you were great and had great energy, so I felt safe.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, I just felt like I could like come up to you and, oh, Manny's here. Like, let me go say hello. Yes. You know what I mean? Very yes. that. Mm-hmm. Instead of like wild card, who knows what we're going to get
tonight.
Who knows
what's going to happen? I'm scared.
I'm fucking scared. Crazy pants has entered the room. None of that. Very chill. Very, very sweet. Very welcoming energy. So
I'm glad. That's why you got to try to be yourself online. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like if you give off this like false sense of persona when you're doing your socials, people meet you in real life and they get a completely different version of you. It's so jarring to me.
It's jarring.
That I'm like, this is how like things, like people get caught up in things when it's like, you almost just come across like as phony or
like
fake.
A character.
And it's like, it's different to be like an actual character acting, doing that, sure. But when you meet someone and you're like, I from your vibes and your social media, I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna get along with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like even after the first time we met, I'm like, oh, I just get good vibes because I saw what you did.
Yeah.
So when you see what people do, you're like, oh, I feel like I get like a good impression.
Right.
So imagine if someone's very like, and this is what we're gonna do next. And then you meet them and like a bitch.
Oh,
you're
girl.
Like, damn, I was expecting this like sweet, humble,
it's
chill
jarring.
Vibe.
It is jarring.
And
it's
that's
like,
happened many times.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in our industry. Mm-hmm. Like people are one thing online and then.
Completely different in person.
Completely different in person. So scary.
Mm-hmm. It's literally
so
scary.
So scared. Scared for my
the
life.
The way I wanna like zip down your shirt. Wait, it's just like so inviting.
I have no bra on, so this will be an episode that
I thought it was like
censored. Tyler's looking through the glass. I think that's stupid.
Oh my God. But yeah, that was it. That's it for today's episode.
That's it. Guys, what a special episode. So,
I'm so proud.
Don't forget to check out the Full Fantasy collab. We will have everything linked down below. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your love and support so much on this.
We love you guys so much. And thank you for, you know, helping us make this happen too, yes. Because it was a labor of love, but we included you guys so much and we wouldn't call it Full Fantasy if it wasn't without you guys in mind. So.
And also one of my and Manny's favorite things in the world, no matter where we're at, no matter where we go, it can be the grocery store, it can be a beauty mm-hmm. event, it can be a meeting. Someone out there goes, by the way, I just want to say I love your podcast. Oh. I'm a full fan. And we're like, ah!
The amount of times I go out and Laura, like someone's like, I want you to tell Laura I love her.
Same.
All
same
the time.
One of the girls on the girl trip, a couple of the girls watched the podcast, but one of them, we were in the car right back. She's like, by the way, I met Manny one time and I'm a really big fan. And I was like, oh shit. Oh shit. So I was like, no, don't worry. So I'll tell them.
It just happened to me. Laura chatted me last weekend. I would say like three different people came up to me and was like, I just want you to know I love Full Coverage and I love Laura. Would you please tell her? And I'm like, of course I'll tell her.
It's a package deal.
It's a package deal. It's a package deal. Which is why I feel like the club is kind of perfect.
It is. It's a package. It's a package deal.
It's a Fritz Bray. You can't do any better.
I love it.
I love you guys so much. We'll, of course, leave everything linked down below and we'll catch you guys in our next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.